Hello there, good morning, and if you're just joining us, it's Caregiver Crossing on 93 WIBC, a service of Joyce House. Terry Stacey here, along with Tina McIntosh and Candace Preston, and joining us once again from ASCSeniorCare.com, American Senior Communities, is Jeff Gronemeyer, Regional Director of Marketing and Sales. Hello, Jeff.
Hello.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
Great to be here. Do you just love being here?
I do.
Well, we love having you. It's so good to see you this morning, and what's the topic you want to talk about today?
Well, we're getting ready to roll out some new things in Alzheimer's care and dementia care.
Okay.
Senior Communities.
All right.
Okay,
well.
So this excites me. I mean, Candace and I get really geeky excited about new things in Alzheimer's care. Listen to her giggle. Can you hear her giggle in the background?
I can hear her giggle.
And so what? I mean, you guys are always innovative. What's going on?
Well, you know, we always listen to the people that we're serving. And one of the things we've started to really realize and hear from surveys is the words or the comments, assisted living behind a locked door. And I think it's a lot to do with the fact that people don't really understand what it means to transition from home care or care from a spouse or a loved one into assisted living and ultimately into what they typically call memory care. So we're going to rebrand a little bit and start looking at things like memory living. Putting some hope back into the idea that the person that you love is still there and there are still memories to be made, not so much living in the past and thinking about the things that we forgot, but putting a program together for them that day to day builds memories for that day. So that may be a new art and craft, or it may be a new interaction between the family member and our residents, all centered, of course, around person-centric care, making sure that we meet them where they are and maximize their potential for the day.
You talk about arts and crafts, and you talk about an interaction with your family. How is that different from what you are already doing?
Well, I think right now what you have is that you still have a very independently focused activity. So let's say, for instance, we have our group of memory residents participating in a craft or in some other activity. It's really solely focused on them. And we're not tying into the idea that the family member, that can be a memory for them. So making it more full, if we are going to do, for instance, paint an elephant or do something like that, put that together into a package that can be saved and cherished or displayed in their room and really have it be more than just us looking at a way to occupy a certain space of time, which on the assisted living side makes sense because it's a different environment and it's a different care resource. But in the memory care piece, we really want to help families maintain the connection that they feel that they're losing.
So if you were, and my thing is, I always say, tell me like I'm five, because I really want to get a clear picture of this. You talk about the rebranding. It is for your standard assisted living or for your standard memory care or for both and everything in between?
Memory care.
Okay,
right.
It's for
assisted
memory
living
care.
Will always be the same. I think and hope that we do a great job with it. But we are starting to feel and see that families really want more from what does it mean to make that transition. And right now, the feedback we've gotten so often is it just feels like memory care, but now there's a locked door. Now there's a keypad. But what's really changed? How are we meeting that person's needs, not just physically and with the basic care pieces, but how are we meeting them holistically?
And your memory care units, are these your Augustus Cottages?
Augustus Cottages are our overriding brand. So everything that we have in the skilled units as well as the memory care that we have in assisted living is underneath the Augustus Cottage concept. But the assisted living is going to provide some slightly different programming and different naming that will come out with in April. As a matter of fact, we'll roll out some of that in literature and on the website.
Excellent. Mm-hmm. So you really do have some big changes coming at American Senior Communities.
Some big, big, exciting changes. And of course, as always, driven by, you know, our desire to make sure that we're serving our community and the folks that trust us with their loved ones and their families, that we're doing the things that are progressive and are in the best needs of those folks.
Jeff Gronemeyer is our guest right now, and he's with American Senior Communities in marketing and sales. He's their regional director and so certainly does a lot of listening with the families. I think the hard part about what, Jeff, you do at American Senior Communities and what we do at Joy's House is that it's hard to listen to, a lot of times, the residents for you, the guests for us, because if we are specifically talking about adults living with Alzheimer's or with a dementia, the communication is often skewed verbally. And so the answers might not be as direct as we're used to. but we can listen in other ways. And so I would imagine you've been doing that, and you've probably been talking to families about what's really important to them. And so how has that message changed over the years? Because what we heard 10 years ago from the family unit and what we hear now, I feel like it is different. I mean, we have to go with the trends, and how have things changed over the years?
That's a really great point, really great question. The biggest change that I see from 10 years ago, which is kind of around the same time that I started, to now, is that we used to just look at how are we going to keep somebody safe, or how are we going to provide for the care? And we always did that from the perspective of that person being able to participate in it with us fully. And there was a lot of frustration, a lot of angst. People came to us very frustrated and lost. Time softened that, and we started to realize that this was a different care model, but we didn't change the kind of care that we provided. We didn't create necessarily a totally new environment. What we did was we moved those individuals behind a locked door, put them in a safe environment, but then we didn't always go as far as we needed to do to understand who they were and the progression. And what happened then from the care side is families started to really share, and we started to really hear, what we really want the most from you is a sense of realization that you're taking or doing a good job of taking our place and loving our family member, in making us feel confident and safe that they're being loved the way I would love them. It's very hard to let go of your family member when there's a dementia diagnosis, more so than anything else. And they really want to feel that we participate with them the same way they would if that was our wife or our husband or our sister or our brother. And that requires us to have different language. It requires us to be able to explain differently what we do and why we do it, in terms of watching somebody in one of the residences and neighborhoods getting care. And it's an important thing for us to change and adapt and grow into, because it really is the driving force behind what families are feeling and why they're holding on to things that, like caregiver, trying to care for them in the home, things that really aren't great outcomes, but they hold on to them because they just can't find the place where the love and the connection is deep enough.
Yeah. You know, we at Joy's House, we've always said we want to love people for who they are right now. We also want to love and respect them for who they've been their entire lives. And that's what I hear you saying as well. And I know that's what ASC has always done, truly done from the heart. I love hearing you say that's what the business operation and the strategic objective is going forward as well, because I think you've always done it beautifully. But it's just great to hear that you're breathing some new life into that, too. So congratulations for that.
Thank you.
We only have a minute left, but how can folks learn more? You've got some big things coming, and we'll be hearing about that, it sounds like, in April. But where can they learn more right now if they are in need of care?
Right now, go out to the website and pick on one of the community's locations that has memory care. Talk to one of the senior lifestyle specialists. They can come to your home. They can meet you outside in a place that's convenient. You can come to the community, and we can really sit down and help you work through all the different things that you are going to need to work through to make these kinds of decisions. And whether that's moving in, or whether that's going to someplace like Joy's House, or trying to find options for caring at home, we are a resource regardless of the choice you make. And that's one of the things that's important in this as well.
And don't be shy to ask for that help, folks, because they really will do that. Jeff Gronemeyer with American Senior Communities, thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Okay.
Got to turn that mic on.
Okay. Quick break. We'll be back after the news on 93 WIBC.